Welcome to this guided self-inquiry session. So first I want to really go into what self-inquiry is. It's really a direct means of realizing what you actually are. We all have many ideas, many thoughts about what we are, whether we believe we're separate, we're this mind and body only, whether we believe we are the formless self. Whatever we believe about ourselves, our ideas about ourselves, our thoughts are always changing. And along with that, our ideas about what everything else is, what other people are, the world, and everything. So self-inquiry is really a means of setting those thoughts aside temporarily, not because they're wrong, those ideas about what we are, but really because we want to take it to a deeper level than just experiencing what we believe to be true. So if we can, for the purpose of this session, only rely upon your direct experience, so what you can know to be true without thinking about it. It doesn't matter if thoughts are there, mind may be commenting as we go through on what you see and experience, but that we only take our direct experience, what I know for certain, as evidence of what we are. I don't have to eliminate all thoughts at all for this to work. So in this self-inquiry, we're going to actually be asking the question, what am I? And actually, maybe for the first time, directly experiencing that. So if you ask that question right now, what actually am I? And notice in your direct experience what is revealed to you. Now, at first, the answer to this question may slip by, it may not be obvious. But if you notice when you ask, what am I actually? Rather than all my thoughts about being a human being and being this person, I'm a woman, I'm a man, I'm whatever nationality, whatever age, what you like and don't like. But what actually can I know? You actually find nothing. When I actually ask what I am, I find nothing. Sort of a vast emptiness that really isn't anything tangible at all. And this can be really quite shocking at first when you first experience this. And it can also bring a certain amount of fear or nervousness because it's really undermining what we thought to be true about ourselves. But to get around that fear, just allow yourself to feel it and notice that you're only directly experiencing what you've always been. And so this isn't something new, this is what you've always been. So what does it mean? What have we actually found? It feels like at first a no answer. I haven't got any answer to this question, what am I? I don't find anything. And if we can slow down in our direct experience and look at that, I don't find anything. I thought I was a thing, a human being, a separate human being, separate from everyone else in this world. But when I actually look directly, what do I experience? I don't find a thing. I find nothing, nothing. So really, it's important to see what that actually means. It means that what I am is not a thing. I'm not an object. I'm not what I thought I was. Yes, there is my body in this experience. There may be thoughts coming and going. There may be emotions. But what I actually am, me that is aware of my body and thoughts, what am I exactly? And you may be startled to find that you're not actually a thing. If you directly experience the answer to the question, what am I? There'll be some sort of nothingness, emptiness, vastness, silence, stillness, whatever word, some sentience, awareness, whatever word really seems to fit, and they all are words for something that can't really be named. But it's important to remember it's just you. Self-inquiry is about finding out what yourself is. Inquiry into what yourself is. So you can ask the question, what can I know to be true about this self that I've found that really doesn't match any thought ideas about what I've been? The first thing we've already taken into account is that it's not an object, it's not a form. I am not a form. When I directly look, I can't find a thing called me. I find me, but it's more like a diffuse, vast, more like the space in the room that you're sitting in than any particular item or object in the room. And where is that you? If you really look and directly experience, you find that you can't really answer that question. You can't say where you are. And yet you're obviously here. So we can know that we're not a thing, and that we can't really say we have a location. Our body has a location. But where we are, that is aware of this body, where are we? And it's perfectly okay for the purpose of self-inquiry to not know the answer. In fact, that's some measure of success if we don't know. All of us as human beings have been so completely convinced that I'm right here, this mind, this body, and when this mind and body goes, I'm gone. That's the sum total of what I am. So for the first time, perhaps, in a very long time, we can't actually answer that question, and it's okay. Human beings have this tendency to want to find the answer and find the correct answer and to be able to answer it. We all perhaps have memories of not knowing a right answer when asked, perhaps in school or college or university, and feeling that sense of needing to know. So for this self-inquiry, it's actually a success if you don't know. I can't really say where I am. I can't really say what I am, but I can say I'm here. So just check in your experience right now and make sure you're obviously here because you're listening to this. But what you are and where you are, it really has more in common with the space in the room than with anything in particular. So there's really two categories of ways of looking at yourself. When I think about myself, I think that I am this person, this mind, this body, with my particular personality, the sum total of my thoughts, experiences, memories, dreams, goals, etc. But when I directly experience, I find something else, and it's been called emptiness, it's been called nothingness, it's been called formlessness, but it's just you. Let's not keep it out there. It's actually you, isn't it? We've asked the question, what am I? So we're just looking at what you've always been. Nothing's changed in this thing. This is what you've always been. It's important to confirm that. So we don't know what we are really, except that we're here. And we're not a tangible thing. We don't know where we are. And now ask the question, let's look at the question, where do I end? So this formless you, this space-like you, where does it stop? And there may be a sense of, well, I stop just outside my body or inside my body, but I want you to really not use the senses and the thoughts, as we said before, and emotions for the purpose of this audio. Can you actually find where you stop? Can you find where exactly is your center? Is there a center to this formlessness that you are? If you really notice in your direct experience, you'll find that you can't find where you end. And again, if it seems to be that you end, if it seems to be that you're localized, I would ask you just for a moment to put that aside and say, I actually would like to directly know. Because the purpose of self-inquiry is to work with what we can know to be true right now, right here in our experience, rather than what we've postulated to be true, what we've imagined to be so. So where am I? What am I? Where do I end? And startling as it may be, you can come to the understanding fairly quickly if you think about it for even a second, that if I can't find where I end, then I must go on forever. What does that mean? Are there countless formlesses? Are there countless vast space-like beings in this universe? Or is the same voice talking as the one listening? Is it the same formlessness without end, just one? This is a really different way of thinking, perceiving yourself. It's a direct perceiving of yourself. And it will take some getting used to at first, but after checking and perhaps listening to this audio again, and not accepting thought answers. Again, not because mind is wrong, but mind cannot perceive what is beyond the mind. But you can. You are already beyond the mind. Your mind is equipped for measuring differences. Difference in size, shape, colour, distance. This one's closer, this one's further away. This thing is bigger, that one's smaller. This is higher, that's lower. That's backward, forward. This one is rich, this one's poor. This one is tall and short. This one's bright coloured, this one's pale. And so our mind is equipped to deal with measuring differences. And differences only apply to tangible things. I can see it, I can measure it, I can smell it, I can taste it, I can touch it, I can experience it. But this self that we've discovered today does not fit into that category, if we check. It's not something you can pick up. Again, ask the question, what am I? You can't touch this you, can you? You can't grab a hold of it with your fingers. You can't hear it. You can't see it. You certainly can't smell it. So it doesn't really fit into those categories of anything that mind can understand, and that's okay. Mind isn't supposed to understand. You can give your mind the day off, because really this self that we're experiencing now, yourself, just you, whatever we call it in particular, it doesn't need to be a posh name, it can just be you. It really isn't fitting into those categories of what our mind can measure. Our mind is really commenting on what our human senses are perceiving and what our imagination is seeing and our memory and our anticipation of the future. This self that you directly experience doesn't fit into those categories. So it makes sense really that we can't take anything that mind says about this you, this formless you, with any real seriousness. Not because it's wrong, it just doesn't apply. So let's go over our questions again. We ask, what am I? Where am I? Where do I stop? Where is my center? Am I tangible or intangible? You can pretty much say what you're not. You can say, I'm not a tangible thing here. I don't have any size. I don't have any shape. I don't have any colour or anything that I can perceive in the usual way that I've thought about myself. And the next question that's useful to ask is, when did I start? Has this formless self that you are, has it just come into appearance now? When you're looking for it, does it disappear when you go to sleep at night? Does it disappear when you're not looking for it? Does it disappear when you're watching TV? And if you really ask this question and be interested in the answer, you can find that this formless self isn't appearing and disappearing. How can we know that to be true? Again, check your direct experience. What are you? You're not a tangible thing. Only tangible things appear and disappear. I look at the sky, there's no clouds in the sky at all, and suddenly a cloud appears. And it lasts for a certain time, and then it disappears. So what is this formless you? Is it more like a cloud, or is it more like the sky? To compare with our analogy, we can ask, when did the space in the room appear? It's easy to know when the things in the room that you're sitting in appeared, because perhaps you bought them or brought them in or made them, and at some point they'll leave. But the space in the room, the sky, the formless self that you are, when did that start? We can find that amazingly it doesn't fit that category either. It's not coming or going. Was it born? Well, no, only bodies are born, only human bodies are born. Does this you that we've experienced directly right now, does that fit that category? Is it born and is it going to die? How long will it last for? Again, just to remind you that it's okay if you don't know. Any of these questions that we're asking today in this investigation into ourselves can be answered by listening to this audio again and again. And if you don't understand why we've reached a certain answer, ask to be shown. So I'd like to know, beyond all doubt, that I wasn't born, that this me isn't born. My body, obviously. With that comes a brain and thoughts and a mind. But this me, was it born? Can a thing that is intangible be born? Can a thing that's everywhere, like you, because you don't end, can it suddenly appear? Can it appear where it isn't already? Take a moment to perhaps write these questions down, carry them round with you, think about them. The answers must be revealed to you if you are open to see what they are. And again, only accept what you can know to be true. Now, first, when you begin to look at yourself and think of yourself as a formless being, it can be a little disorientating. Everything that I thought was true about myself really isn't. That's quite a shock. Or at least we can say, well, there's more to me than has met the eye. Let me now investigate that aspect of myself. And whichever one of these questions you struggle to keep up with on the audio, you can spend a couple of days asking that question, asking for answers. Don't forget, you can always contact me for help and answers. So what am I? Where am I? Where am I not? Where am I missing from? Can you answer that question either? Well, if I don't know where I am, I can't really say where I stop, where I end, and where I'm missing from. Yet I know that I'm here. Again, as I'm saying these things, if you confirm along with this audio in your experience, notice where you get stuck. If you get stuck and you are, I know that should be true, but I can't really confirm it directly, then that's the thing to spend some time contemplating. How can I know that I don't have a location? Well, if I don't know where I am, How can I know where I'm located? I know that I'm not located nowhere because I'm here and I'm listening to this, I'm doing this. I must exist, of course. What does that mean then? Does it mean I'm nowhere, I'm everywhere, I'm somewhere? Allow these questions to permeate your being without any desperate need for an answer. This is not something you can think about. These questions won't make sense to your mind, only to the direct experience of what you are. And you have to be willing to perceive yourself in a different way. There will be an urge to go back to the old way of thinking about yourself. There's nothing wrong with that. You are still also this body, this mind, this personality, likes and dislikes. But we're going to include into our self-definition now something much more permanent, much more reliable. Because when your body expires, so does your mind, your personality, and all the things that you perhaps thought were you. So we have to be willing to think in somewhat, perhaps unfamiliar and uncomfortable ways to really begin to investigate what we are. And just because they're unfamiliar and uncomfortable doesn't mean that they're wrong. And conversely, just because the ways we thought about ourselves are familiar and comfortable doesn't mean they're right either. And we're not going to force you to lose this sense of being a human being or someone. We're just adding to it. The idea that that is all that I am is going to make you suffer. I am only this human mind and body. It's going to cause you great pain, because then when that body goes, there is a sense that you've gone. So we're really using self-inquiry to determine if that is the case. Is that actually so? So again, if we check directly, what am I? What do I find when I look for myself? We can again find this nothingness, this emptiness, silence. There's just space. There's nothing, nothing at all. And don't skip past this. Don't underestimate the importance of what's being revealed to you right now. This is a golden moment for you to begin to expand your definition of what you are. There is the me that I know when I think about me, and then there's the me that I experience when I look directly. So spend some time confirming the questions that have been asked, and if more questions naturally come to you spontaneously, investigate those as well. All the things that you assume to be true as a human being. When I directly experience myself, am I sleeping? Am I waking? Am I driving? Am I talking? Am I listening? Am I meditating? Am I seeking? Am I coming and going? All these questions are really what we have believed to be true about ourselves. I'm the one talking, waking, sleeping, dreaming, eating, driving, learning, reading. But is that really true here in this formless self that you've discovered? And if you allow yourself to be shocked, you'll find that none of this is actually so. All these things, I'm eating, I'm sleeping, I'm dieting, I'm working out, I'm tired, I'm thirsty, I'm hungry, I'm bored. All these are to do is what your body is doing and not you. Startling revelation at first, but if you'll allow yourself to grasp what it really means, it means that you cannot die. And you were never born. That you were here before your body appeared, during, right now, and after it expires. That all what I think about myself is temporary and will go, but this formless you will not go. How will you end if you never started? And so the people that really do go further and realize that the fullness of what that nothingness is, that don't just dismiss it as being a non-answer, I don't find anything. Those that really embrace this come to know complete and total freedom and peace. Can this formless you be hurt? Can it be damaged? Can it be destroyed? Can it be ill? Does it suffer from old age? Or are those things all applicable to your body only? If a particular question fascinates you, then stay with that question for a while. And as you're moving about through your day, as the sense of I'm driving to work, or I'm making my lunch, or I'm going to bed now, you could just ask yourself, is that really so? Directly experiencing what I am, can I really know for certain that I'm going to sleep right now? And begin to question all the things that perhaps we've taken for granted before. This formless self that you are, it just has a quality of just being here. It's not efforting. It doesn't need sustaining. Every time you look, it's here. Check again right now, it's still here. If it didn't start, if you didn't come into appearance, come into existence, if you weren't born, then the only other option is the realization that you've always been here. Sometimes you have a human body too, and you perceive through those senses and think about things as well. Sometimes there isn't a body there. But always, the real and fullest you, the you that's more like the space and the sky, is present. So I hope this has been helpful, and I hope that you can confirm what you know to be true by asking these questions and answering the questions as fully as you can, knowing that this is only what you are and have always been, and so no answer can be hidden from you. We just have to be willing to look beyond our assumptions. For example, if I'm convinced that I have to work hard for a living, it will be very hard for me to perceive my effortless self. If I believe that I'm not good enough, not worthy somehow, it will be difficult for me to live as that which is already just perfect and here, the formlessness. So you must be willing to let go of all your assumptions, things that we've absolutely believed as true. We have to be willing to admit that perhaps we don't know as much about ourselves as we thought before. And perhaps, maybe, we've even been completely wrong about everything. How does that feel? Does it feel exciting and scary? That's okay. What is what you really are? What is that? Can it be relied upon? Does it give you more peace? Are you willing to change the way you perceive yourself? Or will you see this and go back to the old way of thinking? Will you listen to this audio again and go back and notice the questions that you don't know the answer to? And will you be willing to look past your assumptions? Because if you are, then what you'll find is completely amazing. Thank you for listening.